Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. I'm the floor supervisor.
Hello?
Hi, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph, the floor supervisor. How can I help
Elizabeth
you today?
Davis. I have two items on my Discover statement that I don't know what they are, and I'm hoping you can help me. One was on April 12th, and one was on April 14th, and one is $91.89, and one is $92.90, and I have no idea what they are. Maybe you could help me with that.
I will be more than happy to go ahead and assist you. I would just need to first locate an account, so can I please have the zip code on the account you're calling in about today?
Yes, 917-416-9005.
Thank you. Can I please have the first and last name on the account you're calling in about today?
Yes, Elizabeth A. Davis.
Okay. Can I have the shipping address that is on the account, please?
454 North Pasadena Avenue in Glendora, California.
Okay. Okay, thank you for that.
Pardon?
I'm still looking for that account. You said that was, what was the city for the address, ma'am? I heard Pasadena.
The address?
But, yes, this.
The address was, we have kind of a bad connection. Do you want the address again?
Yes, ma'am. Do you mind providing it?
Okay. 454 North Pasadena Avenue, and that's in Glendora, California.
Okay, thank you. I did not hear the city the first time. Thank you for that. I heard it that time.
No problem.
Okay, I've located an account with that information today, and that was for the eye cream and face serum. It looks like you placed an order for initially a trial, ma'am, is what I'm showing, ma'am. It was initially a 14-day trial period for the skin cream and eye serum. After the 14-day trial ended, if you didn't call back to cancel, as stated in terms and conditions, you were going to be billed the full retail price of the trial and then placed on the automated billing and shipping to receive the product, ma'am. Do you remember
placing this order
for the trial, ma'am?
No, I did not order that. I did not order anything from them. I don't recall anything like that.
Okay. Did anyone in your household ever place an order for the skin cream or eye serum, ma'am?
No, I'm the only one in my household.
Okay, ma'am. So you don't remember placing an order for $7.45 or $6.70?
No, this is for $91.89 and $92.90.
Okay. Did you ever place that order, though, for the trials, ma'am?
No. No.
I understand, ma'am. So you're claiming fraud for this entire account is what you're explaining, correct, ma'am?
Both of these items I do not recognize at all. I have no recollection of anything like that.
I understand, ma'am. Well,
this has nothing to do with Amazon. I did order but it wasn't a trial size of anything. But I did order something from Amazon, but it was office related, but it's not on this bill, so.
No, ma'am, this is not for Amazon. This was for face cream and eye serum, skincare products. It was initially for a trial for the shipping cost of $14, and 15 cents is what you were billed.
Well, no, I did not do anything like that.
Okay. I understand, ma'am. What I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm going to go ahead and I can file this as fraud. Now, June, we'll let you know how that works. Is whenever we file anything as fraud, we would contact your local authorities, provide them with the IP address on the account for them to go ahead and verify the owner of the device that was used when the order was placed online. Your local authorities will also verify the location of where that order took place. Ma'am, would you like to proceed forward with the fraud claim, ma'am?
So now Discover gave me your phone number, but they also gave me a fraud number to call back after I talked to you. Now, do I have to do that, or do you do that, or what do we do now?
So we would file fraud on our end so that we can assist you with the
okay.
This, ma'am.
Now,
so
how
like
do
me
I
to
go about
proceed
getting,
forward with the fraud
do
claim
I just
for
not,
you?
Okay.
Would you like me to proceed
so
forward with the
I
fraud claim?
So do I not pay this amount on my bill, or what do I do?
Yes, ma'am. So what we could go ahead and do is once we file it as fraud, then we'll be able to assist with the charges for the fraud.
So I just paid my bill without paying those two items. Just actually the only other item on my bill is Automobile Club membership for $86. So I just pay that.
Okay, ma'am. First, I would need to let know if you would like to proceed forward with a fraud claim. Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and file this as fraud, and then I need to verify, is there currently a dispute with your bank for these charges as of now?
No, I just got the bill yesterday, and I'm calling you today, so there's no dispute with anybody but Discover. I call them, and
okay.
They gave me the number to call you.
Okay. I just needed to verify that. Thank you so much.
Now, both of these items, are you just taking care of both of these items?
I am working on the fraud claim for you, and I'm working on those fraud credits for the refunds back to your account. So please bear with me while I get this refunded back to your account.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bear with me, ma'am. Bear with me, I'm filing this as fraud, ma'am.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I said, bear with me, I'm filing this as fraud for you, ma'am.
All right, thank you.
Well, I'll have this done shortly. Thank you for your patience, ma'am.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm almost done with the refunds for the fraud claim, ma'am. Bear with me. Bear with me, I'm working on the refund for the fraud claim.
What was that?
I said I am working on the refund for the fraud claim. Bear with me. And
All
you
right.
don't have a dispute with your bank, correct?
No.
Okay. Bear with me. I'm working on the refunds for you. Okay. So I've gone ahead and got this taken care of, canceled out, and the refunds issued. So they'll be back on your account within about 3 to 5 business days, ma'am. I have a refund confirmation
And
number whenever you're ready.
okay, and that's for both of these amounts, the 91 and the 92.
That's gonna be for all the charges on the account, ma'am. I have refund confirmation numbers whenever you're ready.
All right, go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. So it is going to be for the 9290. Your refund confirmation number for that one is going to be 617-1015-26Z and then 2 at the end.
All right. Let me read that back to you. 617-1015-262, and that's for the 9290. Okay.
That's correct. Now your next amount is going to be for the 9189. That's your next refund amount, and that refund confirmation number is 616-77-39023.
All right, I'll read that one back to you. 616-773-9023.
That
Okay,
is
got
correct.
that.
Okay. Bear with me. I'm pulling up the other one. Give me one moment. I apologize.
Okay.
Okay. So the next amount is going to be for the $7.45 for the initial trial.
There's no $7 or anything on my bill.
That was for the shipping and hand fee, ma'am.
But I'm not being charged for that. It's not on my Discover bill.
That was billed on the 27th of March.
Okay. All right. I missed that, I guess. $7 and what?
Yes, ma'am. $7.27 was the initial shipping cost. That has been refunded back to your account as well.
All right.
That and then the $6.70, and that has been refunded back to your account as well. And those refund confirmation numbers are the same for those.
All right.
Yes, ma'am. So you'll see those refunds back to your account within 3 to 5 business days, ma'am. Okay.
So then I'll have a refund for the $92.90, and then $91.89, and then the $7.27, and the $6.70.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Do I need confirmation numbers for the $7 and the $6?
It's the same ones.
Oh, okay. Very good. Mm-hmm. Okay. So then I just wait and just pay the remaining balance on my Discover card, and I'll be okay.
So you'll see the refunds back in your account within 3 to 5 business days, ma'am. If you have any questions about your Discover card, you would need to talk to them about that. But what we did charge you, those charges are being refunded. Those refunds will be available within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, that's very great. I appreciate all your help. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much. It was kind of confusing, but I appreciate all your help.
You're welcome, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
Okay, Joseph. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye.